Lesson 37th on the Last Judgment and the Resurrection, Hell, Purgatory, and Heaven. 408. Question. When will Christ judge us? Answer. Christ will judge us immediately after our death and on the last day. 409. Question. What is the judgment called which we have to undergo immediately after death? Answer. The judgment we have to undergo immediately after death is called a particular judgment. 410. Question. What is the judgment called which all men have to undergo on the last day? Answer. The judgment which all men have to undergo on the last day is called the general judgment. 411. Question. Why does Christ judge men immediately after death? Answer. Christ judges men immediately after death to reward or punish them according to their deeds. 412. Question. What are the rewards or punishments appointed for men's souls after the particular judgment? Answer. The rewards or punishments appointed for men's souls after the particular judgment are heaven, purgatory, and hell. 413. Question. What is hell? Answer. Hell is a state to which the wicked are condemned, and in which they are deprived of the sight of God for all eternity, and are in dreadful torments. 414. Question. What is purgatory? Answer. Purgatory is a state in which those suffer for a time who die guilty of venial sins, or without having satisfied for the punishment due to their sins. 415. Question. Can the faithful on earth help the souls in purgatory? Answer. The faithful on earth can help the souls in purgatory by their prayers, fasts, alms deeds, by indulgences, and by having masses said for them. 416. Question. If everyone is judged immediately after death, what need is there of a general judgment? Answer. There is need of a general judgment, though everyone is judged immediately after death, that the providence of God, which on earth often permits the good to suffer and the wicked to prosper, may in the end appear just before all men. 417. Question. Will our bodies share in the reward or punishment of our souls? Answer. Our bodies will share in the reward or punishment of our souls, because through the resurrection they will again be united to them. 418. Question. In what state will the bodies of the just rise? Answer. The bodies of the just will rise glorious and immortal. 419. Question. Will the bodies of the damned also rise? Answer. The bodies of the damned will also rise, but they will be condemned to eternal punishment. 420. Question. What is heaven? Answer. Heaven is the state of everlasting life in which we see God face to face, are made like unto him in glory, and enjoy eternal happiness. 421. Question. What words should we bear always in mind? Answer. We should bear always in mind these words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Or what exchange shall a man give for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to every man according to his works.